You know what? It is Good Friday. Lots of, it's the one day of the year where you're not, the pubs aren't open and people just really seem to want to do something because it's the one day that you can't go to the pub. Even though you mightn't have wanted to go, you may not have wanted to go any other day of the year. This is the one day. Well, Brian McDermott came up with the solution. Brian, good morning.
Hiya, good morning. How are you? What a beautiful morning it is.
Isn't it just gorgeous? Great way to kick off the long weekend. What are you doing for the weekend? Well, actually, Brian, we know what you're doing because you've got a very special event organised. It's in its sixth year now. Tell us about Barn Dance. What is it?
Yeah, Barn Dance is a music and arts festival that's held in a secret location just about 40 minutes from Dublin. And basically, we've got five stages down here. We have everything from DJs to bands to artist installations. We've got fantastic food, artisan food everywhere, lovely, you know, barbecues, all that sort of stuff. And it's obviously being Good Friday, it's a bring your own event. We've also got comedy and theatre and all kinds of beautiful imagery around the place.
Now, one of the things that you've done is you have one of the things that I love about this is it's a secret location, so people don't know. They're buying tickets, they're getting ready to go from a location in town and then up in Carrick Mines over near Sandyford, near Wicklow. So you're two locations where all the buses are kind of picking everybody up. Nobody knows where they're going. So why? Why did you decide to do it that way?
Well, it just kind of ties in with the Good Friday thing quite well, you know, with the fact that there's a bit of a prohibition theme to it, and everyone bringing their own drink or whatever else, you know. So the secret location is effectively the thrill for the people who go to it. They just go to Carrick Mines or Custom House Quay from 3 p.m. today, jump on the bus and get down here, and everybody who jumps on the bus has a guaranteed seat home. So we'll have you back by this evening because it's a one day festival.
What time do the buses go?
The buses start from 3 p.m. this afternoon, and then they go all evening. And then returning home, they'll be coming home from 10, 11 p.m., but we shut down about 2 a.m. this evening then.
Okay, because the reason I'm asking is, you know, when you get to a party, sometimes you get to that stage where you're like, you know what, I want to go, I'm done. I've partied, I'm partying myself out. It's time to leave. And if I get, you almost get claustrophobic if you can't leave right at that minute.
We've learned that over the years, and we're well catered for that because, you know what, when anyone feels like that, they're never alone. There's always loads of other people that want to go home too. So we'd always have early buses on for people who want to do that. And then the people who want to stay, we let them stay as well. So everybody gets what they want in the Barn Dance. That's the idea.
What about the other side of it though? Because if you have a load of people bringing your own drink with on a bus and heading off somewhere, does it get messy? Have you got issues? Does it end up being a big binge fest?
We've learned our lessons over the years, and we certainly don't allow any glass into the venue at all. The punters themselves have always come back year on year with friends of friends and all the rest, and they've also got to know the situation as well, and they tend to kind of pack a lot more cleverly than they would have in the first couple of years. So, it's not their first rodeo either, you know. We're looking at over 21s here as well. They've all been to festivals before. They know how it works and they know how to pack and how to look after themselves when they get here as well.
What about if one or two people, if there's just two of them or even somebody on their own and goes, you know what, I want to go but I'm a bit nervous. What's the crowd? Who's it for?
The crowd is over 21s, and there's every single taste of music you can think of. Anyone who just likes food, anyone who likes comedy, who likes theatre, who likes just rambling around a beautiful estate in the countryside in the sunshine. We cater for absolutely everybody. And we do hold it to our over 21s policy. That's kind of the only rule we have. And then the other rule is everybody's a VIP.
Okay. So bring your drink, obviously. But what else should people bring? And, you know, the weather is good now. What do you think people should
be packing? It looks like they might need sun cream today, you know. It's the first time we've needed that in a while. That would be one thing. And then the one thing we have kind of noticed the last few nights as well is the sun goes down this evening at about 9:10, and it does get quite chilly quite quickly, so it would be wise to bring a couple of extra layers for that.
Excellent. Now, what do you think? So there's this publin.ie, so it's kind of telling people what's on offer in Dublin to stay in town or anywhere around the country to go and have a drink. So, you know, if people are not sure whether to go Barn Dance or go stay in Dublin, what do you say to them?
I think if you're unsure, get down to Custom House Quay in Carrick Mines and see how many people are going to the Barn Dance, and I think your mind will be made up quite quickly.
Okay, and tickets wise, people can go to Barn Dance. Can they still buy now if you haven't bought already?
You can get them online at barndance.ie, book it in advance there, or you can just go up to the bus and pay €20 return and then pay cash in on the door this evening.
Okay.
So, like, either way, no problem.
You know, Brent, it sounds like a lovely kind of electric-y, picnic-y type feel to it, but you're not telling people who are playing.
Oh, we are telling people who are playing. Yeah, no, we have our lineup there already. So we've great local acts like Hermitage Green and The Minutes, and then we're bringing in some international DJs like Jamie Jones and Fritz Kalkbrenner, and DJ Yoda as well. We've got Ace Kills. We've got the Buka Brass Band. We've Big September from Bray. You know, so we've got a whole host, over 50 bands altogether, and over 5 stages. One stage is in a garden, one is in a forest, one is in a beautiful courtyard, one is in a real working barn, and the other one is in a beautiful little chapel, and it's called Pray for Disco.
Excellent, Brian. It sounds like a really, really good time. Best of luck with it all. Oh, listen, last question. Where's it on? I'm only messing.
Listen, Brian,
I have my suspicions if you're heading out maybe towards up the M11 area if you're heading out Carrick Mines, but that's just me doing a clouseau on it.
Brian, that wouldn't be too bad a direction to head.
Good.
Right.
The very best luck with it. I hope it is brilliant and I hope everyone who's going has a great time. Brian, thanks a million for talking to us.
Thanks a million.